Hi, so do you know why I brought you into my office? Okay, well, how was the exam this afternoon? As you know, I was one of the invigilators, so I was walking around, bored out of my mind for a couple of hours, and I noticed that you finished pretty early. Yeah, well, I'm really glad it went well. My course wasn't the easiest course, and so I've been following your progress for a while, as I do with all my students, and I can't say I'm surprised that you found it easy. You've excelled in this class, quite frankly. Which brings me on to why I've actually got you here now. As I was walking around, I look down onto people's desks and see what they're doing. And after you had finished, I noticed you had given up with the paper, but you were still writing on the scrap paper we gave you. Yeah, I can see why you're going red-faced with this. 'Cause I did have a quick read over your shoulder. That was some filthy stuff you were writing. And quite frankly, I'm disappointed in you for that. Especially as I saw my name on the page. Now, obviously, I couldn't read all of it. I couldn't just stand there and read, but I saw a few sentences here and there. And it was a little worrying, to be honest. It's not what I expect from a student of your caliber. To have these fantasies running around your head, especially, during this time of year when you have all your exams. So, yeah, I'm a little shocked. The things you were writing, well, I think it's just that I'm used to all of my students being so innocent. I don't normally get a glimpse into what, their more primal desires might be. And so the things you wrote, would you want to be treated like that? Is that what women are into these days? I don't know. Anyway, I brought you here because I'm not sure what course of action to take now, because I think it was inappropriate to do it at college, like during an exam. Come on. So, I don't know, what do you think that I should do in this situation? I can't really just ignore it. 'Cause if someone else saw and they asked me what I thought, they saw me there looking down, I can't pretend I didn't see it. So, you're my student, I have to do something about it. Oh. It's your birthday? Oh, I didn't know that. Well, happy birthday. I'm sorry I put the exam on your birthday. I didn't that wasn't unintentional. Well, that makes this a little bit difficult because I don't really want to have to discipline you on your birthday. Especially after the exam, I think that was bad enough, right? But I can't let you walk away either. Well, what I could do is, how about I punish you? I'll find some way of doing that. And then I'll try and make it easier and give you a gift afterwards, so to speak. A little present from me. Something to make everything a little bit easier, I hope. Does that seem fair with you? Yeah, true. I guess you don't have too much of a say, but okay. Now, I notice you're still red-faced, and I can see your nipples poking through your top. And I notice they picked up when I mentioned disciplining you. And after what you were writing today, it seems clear that it wouldn't be an outrageous thought for me to say that if you were to bend over my desk and I was to spank you, that would be an acceptable discipline. So get over here. Now. That's it. Bend over the desk. Put your hands way over the other side. It's a delightful little skirt you're wearing. Tell me, would it be better on the top of your thigh or across your cheeks? Regardless, I am pulling the skirt up. Man, I don't want to touch you with my hand. Not yet. And so I think I'm going to use this ruler. Now, it's not wood, it's just plastic, but I imagine it's still going to get some kind of reaction. So, I think 5 would do it. I would go for more, but it's your birthday after all. And as I said, you have been an exceptional student, so I can't be too mean. Wouldn't want to discourage such behavior. So, are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. And that was a delightful noise you let out. 5. Oh, already going red. Oh, I like that. Right across your cheeks. Oh. Okay. You can stand up now. Pull that skirt down. So, a gift. Now, there's many things that I would like to do to such an incredible student, but I think, since you took the punishment so well, that this should be a proper reward. It is your birthday after all. So, why don't you sit on that desk and spread those legs for me? So, put up the skirt, let me see. Move those panties to one side. Although I like that I can see the little wet patch right where your pussy is. Shaven, huh? Have you got plans later or something? Or were you hoping you could get my attention today? Well, why don't you just gently rub your pussy for a moment, lie back, and enjoy. And this is your chance that if you want to leave, you need to go now. Otherwise, things I'm going to do to you. That's it, just toy between those lips. Give that little clit a rub. Maybe you just want to slide a finger inside just for a moment. Why don't you do that? Oh, that looks tight. Lay back on the desk. Way down. That's it. But hold your panties to one side. Oh, you taste sweet. Oh, God, you are wet. Oh, God. Oh, God. potato juices. I'm literally dripping down. Towards that delightful little ass. Which I might just give a quick lick. Well, I gotta get some more of that delicious pussy. You taste divine. Rub your pussy again for me. Let me watch. Show me just how good you can be. You want to be a good girl, don't you? Now you just look. Let's just say that I could devour you in an instant like that. See, keep rubbing. I was initially just going to lick you, to taste you. But you just look so inviting. And these little moans you keep letting out are just too good to ignore. It is your birthday, after all, you know. I need to make it one to remember, right? So I think that I'm gonna have to fuck that tight little cunt. Seeing as how the moans got a little louder, that escaping those sweet lips of yours, I'm gonna suggest that you don't mind this. So, you can already see that I'm hard at the thought. A little pearl of pre-cum on the tip of my cock. I just press the head between your sweet pussy lips and just mix our juices together. I can hold my cock flat against your pussy, rubbing between those lips and against the clit, and I can just gently grind. Oh. Do you want me to fuck you? Say it louder. I can't hear you. Good girl. Now, spread those lips for me. And while my cock teases the entrance to your cunt. And then I can slide in. Oh, good God, you are tight. Oh, fuck. Oh God, you feel incredible wrapped around my cock. Oh. Put your arms up and hold on to the desk. Cling on as I fuck you. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh. You know, Reggie had quite a stressful day, so I've been looking forward to a good fuck in a while. I was not expecting it to come from you. I was gonna go find myself a nice little whore this evening to fuck. Oh, yeah, I can tell you weren't expecting that. But it looks like I don't need to find a whore. Oh, I've got my very own filthy little girl to play with. Oh, you can be my student, and you can be my little fuck toy. Oh, mine to use whenever I want. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck, you are gonna make me calm already. Maybe that could be my gift to you, huh? Oh. God, I want you to come with me. I want my little fuck doll to come with me. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. You need that? Oh, God, you feel too good. I don't think I can latch much longer. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to come right. Fucking now. Be a good girl and come. Come. Come for me now. Feel my cum. Oh, as I explode inside you. Oh, my heart sticky loud. Making a mess of your little cunt. That's it. Oh, come. Oh, I want to feel your pussy squeezing my cock. Pulling me in even deeper. Oh. Come, keep coming, don't stop. Oh, don't fucking stop. Oh. I think I just need to have one more taste. Oh. Oh, our juices mix perfectly together. Your fuck juices with my cum. Oh. Now you better run along. Your friends are going to be wondering where you are to celebrate your birthday. But don't you forget, you're my little toy now, my little plaything, and I'm gonna use you again and again. Anytime I catch you stepping out of line, you will be punished, and not like today, real discipline. Now, run along, dear.